Hey, welcome to italearn.com's blog. This blog post is all about what to do when no one speaks the Italian you learned in class, the differences between textbook Italian and the real spoken language, written by Silvia Perrone. Oh my God, I have spent months studying the language, and now that I'm in Italy, I can't understand a single word. How is that even possible? I have to nod, pretending I agree with everything, when in reality, I have no idea what they are talking about. Don't bother raising your hand. I know it's happened to you too. Actually, it reminds me of the first time I have traveled abroad with my class. We went to Germany. It was already my fourth year of studying German. I had both a native and a non-native teacher. So I thought, I'm not going to starve myself. I can't survive. Well, although my stomach never complained too much, I can't really say I have tried Germany's best specialties. Let's give it a specific definition. FOMO. That's what we feel when we can't understand another speaker. But why does it happen? Well, there are many reasons why. And once you are more familiar with them, you will become more aware of the traits that distinguish the spoken language of a native Italian, and you will be able to speak the same language. You can't run a marathon if you haven't trained properly, and with spoken language, you need to train your ears. Let's explore together three elements that will help you understand why often your Italian is different from the native's Italian. Textbook language. This is what you know. Situation and intonation. This is what you don't pay attention to. Local languages and accents. This is what really happens in Italy. Now, let's start with textbooks. We have all used a textbook in school. Most teachers use them in their private lessons, and I do too, because they are not that bad. There are actually very good textbooks around. But as with most tools, you need to know how to use them in order to make them really work for you. The language of textbooks is recreated to give a sense of authenticity while practicing the language. It's not as fluid as in real-life speech. There is no intonation, there are repetitions. We don't talk like that, no, but it's the textbook task to train your brain, to make it automatic for you to use certain structures and patterns. You can think of textbooks as an integration to your learning process. They are a part of it, but not the main part. You have to interact with other sources. Textbooks can do a lot for you. They help you with rules and examples. They build frameworks that you can use to create sentences. And they also lay down the main grammar rules. But when we talk about the Italian language, well, we talk about a language that is in a continuous state of mutation. It evolves so quickly that sometimes even linguists cannot keep up with it. We also talk about a language that has been influenced by many other languages, and still is, and that has thousands of local variations. So if textbooks can give us a good idea of the spoken language, they cannot be our only tool. We need to find different authentic sources to connect to. And let me introduce to you five authentic Italian language resources that are available on and offline. First of all, you don't need to be in Italy to have direct exposure to the natural spoken Italian language. Here, indeed, you can find a list of five sources to help you train your ear and getting accustomed to how Italians really speak. Source number one, the teacher. The teacher you work with is an easily accessible, authentic source of the language. Maybe not so much when she's teaching, But when she talks more freely, she will reveal her accent and possibly some words that are peculiar to her variety of Italian. Source number two. Now, this source could be a little less authentic and more challenging, much more challenging, but it is still valuable. Movies, TV series, talk shows, YouTube series, that's what I'm talking about. But you don't need to understand, remember, just listen and try to catch the general idea. Here are some suggestions for TV series, although this service may not be available in all countries. L'amica geniale, l'ispettore Coliandro, Rocco Schiavone, La Porta Rossa, Non uccidere, I bastardi di Pizzo Falcone, L'allieva, Questo nostro amore, Raccontami. And for YouTube, we have Casa Surace, Lost in Google, Unico grande amore. TV shows, L'eredità, I soliti ignoti, Guess My Age, Boom, Cortesie per gli ospiti, Quattro ristoranti, Camionisti in trattoria. Source number three, social media. Well, they may not be that useless. I've been spending a lot less time on social media recently, but when I'm on, it's usually because I want to learn something and connect. So my suggestion is to look for groups on Facebook maybe, that aim to meet in person, something like what they do in this conversation group in Lucca. Ever heard of the Meetup platform? I use it too. It's a great tool for planning and hosting meetings of like-minded people who meet offline. This is my group. It's here in Lucca, Tuscany. Your task, go search Meetup and Facebook for local groups and join them. Source number four. The online world comes to your rescue again. Find a speaking partner through sites like Tandem or iTalki. Having a speaking partner will probably not solve your grammar-related problems unless you partner with another grammar geek, but it will be tremendously helpful in boosting your creativity and problem-solving abilities when you can't find a word. And source number five. Luckily, we don't always have to do everything online. Why don't you look for native speakers around you? Maybe that pizzeria on the other side of the street just hired a new Italian waiter, or your daughter has an Italian roommate in college, or there is a conference in town where Italian speakers will be on stage. Now, let's focus on situation and intonation. Why natural, spontaneous language cannot be found in a textbook? Well, for me, the number one reason is that it lacks the natural, spontaneous elements of situation and intonation. The context is too basic. It just helps you to frame dialogues, but unless the book uses audio-video examples recorded live without filters, you will not be able to feel the energy of genuine spoken language. Situation and intonation are interconnected. We use a specific intonation according to the situation. And this can be a spontaneous or well-thought decision, but our brain needs to be super fast at identifying the situation plus intonation combo, or we won't be able to catch the right meaning and reply accordingly. Another thing we need to keep in mind is that different languages have different intonation paths. So we have to train our ears in the language we're learning. One technique you can attempt is to listen to an audio clip and talk over it, trying to repeat everything that is being said at the same speed and rhythm. But let's get back to Italian intonation, and there's no better way of understanding how it works than listening to it. So here are a few examples. I'm going to say the same word in different situations, and I'll also add a few extra words here and there just to make it sound more realistic. The first word is basta. It means stop. Depending on the context, though, it acquires slightly different shades of meaning. First situation, listen how a mom who has had enough of her child repeatedly asking for more gelato pronounces this word. Basta. Ora basta. In our second situation, listen to how two lovers would ask each other to stop whatever they were saying or doing.
Dai, basta.
And lastly, listen how you say prosciutto is enough to the attendant at the deli counter.
Basta, grazie.
Our second word is allora. A broad translation of this term can be so. As for basta, in the previous example, the meaning changes according to the context. And here is the first situation, first context. Listen to a teacher who is speaking in class.
Allora, oggi parliamo di...
And now listen to someone who is eagerly waiting to know what happened.
Allora, dai dai, racconta!
In this third example, you are going to listen how to express your indifference.
E allora?
And our third word is capito. It means understood, got it. And should I say once again that its meaning can change a little according to the context? Because it does, of course. Situation number one, listen to how it sounds when you say it at the end of a sentence just to ask for a confirmation.
Capito? Okay.
Now listen to the intonation of someone who replies to the above question.
Capito.
And here is our mom again, this time making sure the child has understood that he's not going to have that extra gelato.
Capito?
So, what's the moral of the story? When we don't understand all the words that are being said, then we concentrate on other elements, like situation and intonation, for example. It will take some practice, but when our ears and mind are active, present, and receptive, we have the essential parts of a language learned understanding. From there, it's all downhill. And now, let's focus on local languages and accents. We have just learned a few things about intonation and how important it is. Now we need to add another block of information. In Italian, intonation varies according to where we are in Italy. A little note before going on. I'm going to use the terms language, local language, and dialect interchangeably. It is extremely difficult to explain the varieties of accents and dialects we have in Italy in a single blog post. Well, unless that blog post is 150,000 words, then it's okay. Maybe. But I can give you a broad outline of the Italian language's puzzle. Well, yes, this can be done. First things first, in Italy, there are both accents and local languages. We all have accent, unless we have been trained to remove them in diction classes. We all use words that belong to our local language, even involuntarily, and we all have born bilinguals. The difficult task is to trace clear geographical borders. We cannot use the actual regional borders because dialects were present before the country took its present shape. And sometimes inside the same region, we can have accents and dialects that differ greatly, or there are dialects that are more similar to those in neighboring regions than those in the same region. If you are a beginner student and you are in Italy for the first time, it will not be easy to navigate the sea of accents and dialects. Well, if you are a nerd like me, You could spend some time listening carefully to different speakers, but listening to Italian accents is usually not the number one reason people travel to Italy, no? Accents and dialects don't have to discourage you, though. If you want to try and speak with Italians, just do it. The worst case scenario is that you will laugh together at your mutual incomprehension. The huge variety of Italian cannot be included in textbooks, clearly. So we need to use the standard language because it's the only version of Italian that is understood by all speakers. As a student of Italian, it is perfectly okay to start with the language, with the standard language that you find in textbooks. Understanding accents and dialects is definitely something that you can postpone. Now, let's recap what you can do to become an authentic Italian speaker. I know it takes longer to do all the above than to just saying it. So, take your time, do your research, and if you need them, use the magic questions.
Non ho capito bene. Puoi parlare più lentamente, per favore? Scusa, puoi ripetere? Cosa significa questa parola? Cosa significa questa frase?
Don't be afraid of asking these questions. They may seem embarrassing, but they are exactly the sentences that allow you to have a conversation even if you are a beginner. And what's more, they show you are interested in what is being said, which is always appreciated. So, what doable steps can you take in order not to freak out when you think you don't understand natives? Use good textbooks and or work with a teacher, if you prefer to. Add as many authentic resources as possible. Take a few seconds to recognize the speaking context. And remember that Italian accents and dialects can be tricky, so always ask to repeat. And my last tip is to be patient. Because progress, real progress, takes time. So don't waste what you have done up to now just because you don't give yourself time.
And so this is all for this blog post about what to do when no one speaks the language you've learned in class. So thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have enjoyed this topic. Don't forget, there's a free infographic that you can download at the bottom of this page. Thank you again, and see you next time.